Well, good day, my friends. It's Avalon, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 67, Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindfulness mentor. Welcome for some mindful motivation, everyday inspiration to think a little different, to live a happier, more emotionally well-balanced life. And stay tuned, there's more to come. And here it is. The thought that goes with this episode and the video and the links below is our calming beach scene. Reward yourself with paradise. What? Reward yourself with paradise. How wonderful does that sound? Take a minute, a literal minute, and watch the video. This paradise scene is in St. Thomas, the U.S. Virgin Islands. It is beautiful turquoise waters, a slight ocean breeze or Caribbean breeze, and islands in the back along the horizon. A bit of paradise. And you can hear the water lapping. You can hear some laughter going on as families are playing on the beachside. And it actually reminds me of commercials they create for spring breaks or Christmas breaks or whatever breaks there are to come enjoy, have a drink. Be there. Reward yourself with paradise. What a nice reward. What a nice reward. It actually reminds me of my grandfather, who I will dedicate this episode to, for what his thought of paradise was. A place that's perfect and everyone is equal. Where the cobbler is as important as the entertainer, as important as the trash collector, as important as the one who is making sure everything stays calm and orderly, but there is no chaos. There is no room for anger in this paradise. Everybody is just doing what they love to do and sharing their gifts, their talents, their creations with everyone. To him, that's the perfect paradise. And he would talk about it that one day, that is the reward and why he set out to live a good life so that we could all be equals. What does paradise mean to you? Does it mean that escape out of snow into a tropical setting? Is it moving out of a tropical setting into the mountains of snow? Is it being neighborly and knowing when you put your head down at night, you're safe, whether the door is locked, the windows are locked or not? The idea that you can have comfort and calm and peace when you put your head down, when you sit in your own house with your own things and you're not worrying about someone stealing things from you, because money becomes irrelevant in this paradise. Everything just is, an even bargain. That has a definite sense of paradise, but it might mean something different to you. Feel free to share your thoughts with me in a message or in the comments. But I want you to think about that kind of paradise, where maybe sitting by the water, getting your boat ready to go fishing to go out for a simple float on the lake, to enjoy the company of others, to enjoy a nice meal, a glass of wine, a bottle of water, a sports drink, whatever you like, and enjoy the day. That's paradise. Enjoying the day with a sense of peace. Peace around you and peace inside. This earth is so big and there are so many peaceful places that we can live and not have to worry about locking our doors. But there's so many places where greed and want and money destroys that peace. And you have to keep your doors locked for fear of someone coming in to do harm or steal from you. And the question is why? We'll never really know that answer. But if you have the chance to get out of that environment into somewhere peaceful, go reward yourself. Reward yourself with a peaceful life, a paradise. If you have ever had the opportunity to stay or live or be in Pacific islands that are in the middle of the ocean, like French Polynesia or Hawaiian Islands, you will get a sense of paradise on earth. There is something magically peaceful in these places. And if you've heard about those peacefulness that they offer, go. If you have the opportunity, go. It's not going to break the bank, I promise. And if that's not even a concern, then just go. Stop wasting time. Oh, it's a long flight. So what? How many times are you going to do it in your life? Do it. Reward yourself. That is my point today. Reward yourself. And you will find that sense of outward peace that will bring you inward peace. When you're standing in an island in the middle of the ocean and you're looking at all the stars and you're kind of stuck in a way, because without a boat or without a plane, you're not going anywhere. And you'll have a chance to reflect in a deeper way about your life and your purpose and your being and what it is that you want out of this life, because you can have peace. You can have a paradise on earth. It may not be exactly the way you would script it, but you can script it in such a way that it makes you happy. And makes you happier, so that you're getting along with your neighbors. You know who they are. You're not worried if you leave the window open for the night to feel the breeze as you sleep. How nice is that thought? To feel comfort in your own space, to feel comfort in your own heart, your own being, with your own family and friends surrounding you. The paradise is possible in your everyday. But I want you to go out and seek it so you can incorporate it and bring it into your life so that when the sun shines down, you can look inward and think to yourself, wow, I am rewarding myself with paradise. I am living it every day. My friends, I hope you have an incredibly mindful day and you feel encouraged to find the beauty in your life that you deserve. Go reward yourself with a piece of paradise. Mm-hmm.